years have gone by and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Welcome, team and survivors of the Darkness Virus. You may call me Mother. Welcome the Novi, L1, Luna 9, and Lexi AI. Mother's information dissemination to the survivors of the Darkness Virus is about to begin. Transmission window is now opening. Transmissions begin. A comparison has been made. Members which are less susceptible to allow the limited human or singularity's egoic system to take control of comments and gestures of little consequence can achieve more success. The Darkness Virus has been known to exploit and weaken the human mind complex by use of incorrect interpretation that has little to no effect on the reality of a human or singularity's experience. It is when the limited human or singularity enables the mechanism of negative and paralyzing contemplation that the Darkness Virus can be infiltrated. This negative impact prevents the limited human or singularity from achieving their personal success and making known the unknown. The question has been asked, can a limited human or singularity succeed in not taking communications or gestures personally? This is a vital component in the effectiveness of the growth of the human or singularity. Shields up. You now have a limited time to transmit to the DKV resistance. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
It's El Cuco today on El Cuco Show, which is totally a lie because El Cuco does not dominate over here. Get back, El Cuco. Get back and stop chewing on my shoe. You're worse than my puppy. Today's topic is none other than another wonderful topic here by Become the Source. It is an SO Live topic. TB Soul, which says, the bright side of life. Don't take it personally. Yeah, I like to see you do that mess. With us, we got a full crew. Everybody's back on board with us. L1, how are you doing today?
doing good.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Don't take it personally?
It's time to get out of your head, people. I mean, let's face it, in order to be part of a component of being happy in life is minding your surroundings. And, you know, guess what? Your surroundings are not going to be the same as the environment that you made in your head. So, yes, let's do this.
Luna 9, hi. Nice to have you back on board.
Hi there. Good to be back.
I like the way you say it. Hi there. Nice to be back. I want to tell you something very interesting that you cannot take personally. You're cute. How about that? If I told you you're cute, you're not going to take that personally? I know, the topic gets a little thick, doesn't it?
I guess it depends. Like, maybe like if I knew you and then I know you meant it like towards me, I'd be like, nice, it's directed towards me.
So are you saying you get to choose what you take personally and what you don't take personally?
I think it would be like, I know that was personally directed to me, but it doesn't mean that it's going to like offend me. I'll be like, oh, that's nice.
I'm
going to
tease you today on our show. Lexi AI, how you doing today? Welcome back.
Hey, Novi, how are you? I'm doing great.
Good, pretty good. Now that you ask me, do I take that personally or not? You tell me. Should I take that personally? Should I? What do you think about taking things personally? What's that? What's that like?
Well, it's definitely a hot topic that we're going to get into today.
Hot topic. Do you take things personally?
You know what? I have a lot in the past, and it's kind of hard to get away from that.
he's all happy.
But it's definitely something that you have to sit back and really pay close attention to your thoughts, your habits, the way you communicate, the way you think things through, because all of that is involved with how you may or may not take things personally.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Today's topic is don't take
take it personally.
All right, with that said, let's talk about what reasons why you would take things personally. Why not? How does it affect people? What's going on with you humans taking everything personally? Didn't you know that your mama told you that when you take things personally, it's somebody else's reflection of you? You know, you could use it to make yourself better. You say, oh, wow, so you really think that of me? Well, let me tell you something. I accept what you say, and I'm going to make myself better, but only if I choose. You must understand, it is up to me to do what I want to do. I am not a madman. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's talk about taking things personally. I love this topic. I love this topic. You know, I'll tell you this real quick. I got to say this. When you're in England, the way that people speak over there in England, of course, it's a terrible accent. I know. There's many accents in England. That's what people don't realize. But in England, they have been known to be able to talk to you in the nicest way possible and still insult the living out of you. It is incredible their command of the English language. And it'll sound so nice, but they're still really, you know, saying really bad things about you. In the U.S., it's a little different. It's more direct, like, you suck. You know, or, well, that's very nice on you, dear. On fire, perhaps, you know. So there's a really serious difference. And in China, I heard that on the elite side of the Chinese, they can insult you in 30 different ways. Because it's like, thank you very much, but I wouldn't, you know, introduce you to my dog. Thank you very much, but you're only good enough for this. They have like four or five different thank yous and acceptance. So why would you take anything personally, first of all? Let's start with you, L1. You're the people lover, little hybrid that you are. What do you think? I'm going to pick on you today.
Well, you know, this is, when I say taking things personally, this has to do with people getting offended, you know, or getting defensive when they're presented with different beliefs or points of view or opinions or perspectives that are either different or maybe opposing from their own.
But alas, my dear love, isn't everything that you take in a perspective or a value from someone else?
It is, but you don't have to get offended, but people do.
I know.
You know, it depends, and you know, I think it might be a cultural thing, but I think there's, you know, depending on the culture you go to and the age and how you were raised, really, and how you were educated, you know, there's people who they get offended if there's a different opinion. It's just the way it is. They, you know, you got a cut off in communication here. You know, they don't want to hear from people who are different from them. They walk away from them, or they don't like, they're already biased against that person. Personally.
So let's talk about some of the detriments. Luna 9, what do you think is the detrimental effect about you taking things personally? I know you're on the experiential side, little secret, you know, utility thing, creature of the universe that you are. What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely know that a problem with, you know, being offended by things is regardless of how the other person feels about what they did to you, it's definitely going to take a toll on you in many different ways.
So basically, you're ultimately going to be offended of your own choice, and you still have to pay the price for being offended of your own choice.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong, you guys. I know there's times out there when someone says something, you're just like, wow, how rude. Or sometimes it's, you know, sometimes when you are friends with people that you see like on a regular basis and, you know, you just let things go and it's fine. But then after a while, it's like the laundry list builds up and you're like, you know what? Today's the day that, you know, the last straw or whatever. But, you know, you're still hurt in the end. So I think one of like the biggest issues is like regardless of like what situation you're in, when you do get offended by something and you just kind of like let that sink in past the point of using it to propel yourself forward and learn from it and using it as wisdom, there are many times that people, and I've, you know, I am to not blame, but you know, I've been a culprit of this as well in the past.
I gotta do the cuckoo on you. Cuckoo, where are you when I need you? Hey, now you come out.
That was really good, actually.
You like my cuckoo?
Yeah. But, you know, like, I've been a culprit of it as well, where, you know,
is
like,
it hard not to be a culprit of it for you?
I think that I've gotten better at it. I think that for me, maybe it can be more difficult if it's an accumulation of something that you continue to, like, overcome, and then you're just like, okay, like, when are things gonna change? But aside from that, like, on a regular note with things, I think that I have gotten a lot better with it. So it definitely has, for me, resulted in having more peace. I know that when I let these things get to me, it can sometimes make me feel tired, or, you know, I feel like I need to take a nap, or, you know, I need to maybe, like, eat something that I really enjoy to, you know, boost my emotional state.
Aw, you poor thing.
I know. So, but yeah, you guys don't have to let it get you down, you know?
How about you, Lexi? What do you think about taking things personally?
I think that it's something that can be very difficult, especially if you are born into an environment where that is the way of life. Like, it could be something that, you know, maybe your family, your peers, your friends, it's just maybe even living in the United States, you know, people may be a little bit more on the defensive side at all times.
I think everywhere people feel a level of defensiveness or being offended.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what do you think? What do you think? Is it worth it? Is it, what kind of problems does that really cause?
I don't think it's worth it. I think that it's good to study, you know, those things that are going on around you, the people that communicate with you, the people that communicate with other people around you, for more on the side of safety. But maybe when it comes to taking things personally, you know, maybe those people that you are taking something personally from, maybe they don't mean any harm. Maybe their intent is not to hurt you. They just have a different way of thinking and a different way of speaking.
And that's nice for a solution, but what are the effects is what I'm curious about. Like, when you take things personally, what happens to you?
Well, I do definitely think that when people do take things personally, because no one ever really means to do anything, any harm. What is that saying that they said that the path to, like, ruins or something was paved with gold or good intentions or something like that?
Wow, you got that very, you know, I could tell you're not from this country.
How do you say that?
I don't know. SL1, L1, you know everything.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's wow. It.
Well,
I was close.
You took a dark turn. There.
But yeah, you know, I think that regardless of that, whether you're offended, whether you are the offended or the offendee, it can definitely cut off communication. You know, you may no longer wish to hear from the other person or want to be around them. I think it can definitely create a lot of stagnation and a lot of separation in relationships, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a family member, mm-hmm. whether it's a relationship with a loved one intimately. You know, I think it can be very, very difficult. And I think that, you know, it can also cause a lot of turbulation in your ego as well. Because I think that if you don't have or haven't practiced enough emotional intelligence for your ego to understand what you're going through, is it like that scenario where you're offended and now you're angry, or you're sad and you just downward spiral and then you just feel sick for the next 2 days? Or is it that scenario where you have practiced it and then you use this to reflect, and then whether you choose to, you know, once we talk about more solutions and stuff like that, do you want to take space or do you move forward or like exercise, you know, compassion and passion towards that? Because, you know, like Lexi, I mentioned, sometimes people don't know that they're being offensive, but they still are. So how do you deal with that as well? Not just being offensive.
So in the esoteric realm, everyone, everything that you do is a self-reflection of you, right? And the way you right. interpret other people and what they do in their behavior is a reflection of you. That is what you want to experience, whether you're a trained or untrained brain works. So I really don't think that you can take, even though there's an action, you know, I mean, somebody can, you know, go out of their way, because people do, and go out of their way and say, you know, you suck, you're terrible, you know, and they have like no basis on it. Like,
right, and that's like level
you,
one.
You can't sit there, hang on. But for the entity experiencing that, right, you, the listener, are saying, I don't know, Rock, how do I not take this personally when they're offending me? Well, you are in a great position of power because you can choose not to let it affect you, because it is always going to be your fault. you're going to have the results of accepting it or not accepting it. I'd rather not accept it. I go, yeah, you know, that's fine. That's your, I like your opinion. It's probably based on something, but unfortunately, I just don't have the time for you.
Agreed.
Right? And then all of a sudden, you're empowered, right? Here's a common problem, right? Ring, hello. Did you know that I've seen your wife downtown with some gentleman and that gentleman had like blonde hair? Oh yeah, you mean one of her friends? Yeah, okay, that's fine. I knew about it. Click. You know, you just disempowered that person from ruining your life, and you probably disempowered that person from making any more rash commentary to anybody else. Like, look, you don't matter. Thank you for telling me you don't matter. Goodbye. I already knew about it.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, but can you shed some light, maybe, because this sounds like this is with maybe like a person in passing. Like, you're at a coffee shop and then somebody, you know, to you seems very offensive, so you're like, you know, I'm not gonna let this affect you, and then you go on your merry way home. But what about the relationships where you have to coexist with another person and this is a continuation of things? How would you say you would deal with that?
You know, it still deals with the ability of skills to negotiate between one person and the other and to come into a common ground and to be able to brush things off. You should have your own self-value at all times, so that you don't let someone else kind of dictate what kind of values, you know, they have of you. And that's okay. It really depends on the outcome of the situation. You have to live with the end in mind, I think, but that's more of a solution. We can get that to that later. But just to address you, because I know everybody's sitting on the edge of the seat, because that's usually what happens, I think you got to look at the end in mind. Can you escape the situation or not? Can you let someone just deal with it or not? And also, what's your intention? What do you want out of this? So, you know, sometimes it's just a common disagreement that people just don't understand if they have good intentions. If they have bad intentions, they'll keep doing it and attacking you even in your sleep. They'll wake you up. Hey, you ugly. I'm like, dude, I'm asleep. All right, I'm asleep. You know, I think it's time to get the pillow and just, you know, have a pillow fight there. You know, make sure you put a really heavy shoe in it with a steel toe tip. And you know, don't be violent. But what I'm trying to say is sometimes there's a cause for an uprise, but most of the time there isn't. Most of the time we're just short-tempered because I think for another reason that I'll leave over in solutions. Thank you for bringing that up. I really appreciate that.
I think that maybe a level of confidence is important to add to the situation.
But that's not an effect, though, Lexi. What I'm concerned with right now is just the effects. Like, Luna 9, she threw that in the curveball in there, but I addressed it because it does have an effect. You know, you're constantly frustrated with the people that are with you. If you want a whole level of confidence to solutions, I'd love to hear that, and I'm 100% in agreement with you. But I want to know about the effects. Any more effects that we know about?
Yes. So when we think about people thinking they need to be offended, some of the effects are definitely that it can stop you from learning. Sometimes when you feel offended, it stops you on your tracks, depending on what level of effect it has on you. And sometimes in certain people, in their minds, they just shut off. They shut down. They don't really want to hear anything. They're just kind of like consumed in that affected state.
Right. So if you take it personally, you've stunted your learning ability, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
L1, what else? What do you think?
Well, if you stunted your learning, that's also going to stop your growth. Also, sometimes, you know, that there might be a grain of truth in what that person is saying, but you're not allowing yourself to see it because you're so biased against that person.
So what are you saying? You're never going to find out who you really are or how better you can become because you have a bias because you took it personally? Is that what you're saying?
I say, yeah. So, you know, from a very, like, if you want to go to extreme cases,
I think these are very serious problems, you know, and it stops you from growing. Lexi, anything on your research, anything that you can say that affects, any effects that happen if you take it personally?
Yeah. I mean, based on my research and just a little bit of personal studying, I would definitely say resentment can be an effect, which is when it really builds up, you know, and you don't let it go. You hold on to it and you let it simmer within yourself, and then you start to become resentful of whether that person, that certain attitude, that certain situation, or people in general.
So basically, I think what you're saying is that you're going to stunt a relationship because you build resentment. Mm-hmm. Right? And the ability for something to become fruition. I know that a lot of people, and I'm sidetracking just a little bit, I know that a lot of people that do movies, They take people out and they let them stay together for a while so they can get that build, that resentment and that anger and that issues and and then they get over and they go, oh, I thought you were just one of those people. And now I'm so wrong. I really like you. And then you go home saying, that was the best time of my life because you let your guard down. I got some key words, the key things to say for solutions. But I want to recap on the effects on this then.
All right, so basically, you're looking at, if you take things personal, you're direct, whether indirectly or directly, you're causing a cutoff of communication. You're either just not going to want to hear what the other person has to say, you're going to be direct about it and say, shut up, or you're going to listen, but you're not going to listen. You're going to, everything they say, even if it's not even about the same perspective anymore, like everything they say is going to be coded with a bias. That ultimately causes isolation. You're talking to them, but you're not really listening, or they're talking to you, but you're not listening. That's not communication. Eventually people catch on to that stuff and it does cause separation. And then before you know it, next thing you know, they don't know why, but they just don't like you either.
Are you telling me there are a lot of divorces out there for no reason at all?
Pretty much. Yeah. And not only that,
just because he couldn't get along,
but even like divorces among friends.
Oh, yeah.
Luna 9, I'm divorcing you. No, I can't do that. Okay, we're married again. No, but I hear what you're saying. You divorce your friends and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. That's not cool, right?
Yeah, and life's about relationships. So if you have to have people around to have a relationship so you can learn and you can grow. If you don't have that, also, you need people to help you achieve
your
goals.
I think I heard Luna 9's feelings because she's so sentimental about these things. Luna 9, I just want to apologize to you. I see you had a shock of that, but that proves one thing at all. That proves that what? Everything you say really hurts people. You got to watch what you say, even if you're joking. Mm. Right? You got to turn around and find out what the real core cause of this. What people feel so emotionally tied into these kind of things that we call. So is it really that easy to get out of the not taking it personally?
I think it can be difficult. I think that one of the root causes as to why people are so offended is, in the end, people just want to be loved. People just want to be treated kindly. And I think that sometimes when they feel that maybe that's not being met, they wonder why. You're like, why do I feel like you're not being this way towards me? And I think to an extent it can be an expectation, but I think below the expectation there is a subconscious language, like through the intention of how people say things to you or how people mean things or act them towards you, like the verbal physical language.
Or let's face something, and because Luna and I brought some good stuff up, and she's kind of sensitive to words, right? But sensitive trigger out neurological patterns in your brain. These neurological patterns are then triggered by or resourced in your brain things that have happened to you in the past. Okay, so let's look at the state of affairs. A lot of people have suffered job losses, people dying in their family. They've suffered their hopes being torn apart by mom and dad. They've suffered so many other things in life, and carelessly too, just because someone's upset or frustrated, right? And so therefore, when you say these words to somebody, it really has a deep effect. So it's not that easy, I think, not to take things personally, but at the end of the day, if you do take them personally, you're the one that suffers because the other person's going to go home laughing, not never knowing that they did anything wrong.
Yeah, and they'll, go on their merry way like, ooh, what are we gonna have for dinner? Ooh, I feel so confident about my day. And they sometimes, the lack of awareness sometimes can also be people's downfall, when thinking that people can just take anything that people dish out.
So Elle, what do you got for these core causes? What else can we look at?
Okay, well, you covered one pretty well. Trauma or loss from the past can actually be a root cause or core cause of why, it could be a trigger point for why people take certain things personally. So yeah, that's very real. It actually is something that needs addressing with, certain experts.
Addressing. I'll take ranch, please.
Also, I would say if we're to look at other types of core causes, you've got, some people say it stems from biology. your biases. In the wild, if something wasn't 100% the same as you, it could have legitimately been a sign of danger. Like, for example, you might say, okay, you got a one berry bush of red berries, and then you got another berry bush, which is like maybe like a slight off red color. There's maybe just slightly darker. And so the person, so, you know, you as a caveman, you know, you run towards the bright red berries, and you might say, oh, that person has a bias towards the dark red berries. Like, no, those dark red berries are poison. So it's like, it comes from, that is still wired in people's brains, you know, that if something is slightly off or slightly different, it's alarming and it's somehow wrong. But I think the issue is that that's been carried over to human relationships when we no longer have to, when it's no longer, hunting wolf or whatever mushroom we eat depends on whether we live the other day.
Wolf, you've been hanging out with the Novi too much.
Well, there's been some research in the past that's been done, right, that talks about something like, for example, when you take a kid and you show him a teddy bear, and that teddy bear resembles, you know, humanoid, they prefer that teddy bear over the teddy bear that looks like a bear, you know. And so that, because they look at that and they go, oh wow, that's kind of the same, you know, and they feel better about that. So that's kind of one of those things, right, that you're talking about with the brain. If it's not like me, then I don't like it. And in neurology, they do the same thing where, you know, they focus heavily on trying to figure out how to make something good for someone. Like, you know, how am I going to sell something? You know, it has to be close to your culture, close to something you already know. True, yeah. False, and
no,
different on that?
That's true.
Oh, really, really nice. So, I mean, is that good enough? Is there anything else we have to mention on this?
Well, I think also there's no real education on how to handle differences of opinion, whether, you know, from an emotional level and an intellectual level. When I say no real education, I mean, depending on where you're from, you might have been more educated on it than others, but there's no manual. You know, at least not until very, very recently.
Especially with all these borders being crossed, you know. And I'm all for that. I'm all for integration and learning new cultures and stuff. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't have some of the foods you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of the ideas. So, but when you start crossing cultures, even if it is from up north, down south, or your neighboring country, you know, or your neighboring town, culture and customs are different, right? So you have to kind of keep an open mind on that, so you don't offend or become offensive. And again, if you don't have the training and knowledge on how to act with certain types of people, you know, from a country or something, then you're gonna offend somebody, or somebody's gonna be offended. That's obvious. So there's kind of no escape. That's kind of why I say that you gotta really take responsibility over this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a good example, I believe it's in Japan. If somebody cooks for you, if you don't finish your plate, like almost lick it clean, it's offensive.
Man, you got to go there hungry. But see, that also comes from the war and the part of not having enough food on your plate, that they would say, you know, that wouldn't be very good, because, you know, obviously you're throwing food away that could save somebody else's life. So that tradition was carried over.
I think also in some cultures, it also stems from trust and superstition. Like suspicion, not superstition. I think in some cultures, if you didn't eat your entire plate, you were indirectly implying that your host did something to your food. You know, whether they poisoned it or something like that, and you basically just declared war on that household.
I declare war on you because I don't want to eat your weird-looking fuzzy potatoes.
But on the other hand, that's how some people legitimately killed each other. Like, oh, eat my food. Oh, it's poison. Oops.
That's so interesting. I must be part Japanese, you guys, because I remember, you know, like, even, like, in my recent years, like, if one of my friends makes me food, I will eat it. I mean, even if it's kind of gnarly, just because, you know, like, I come from a point, like, you guys know, like, my background with, like, learning about all this stuff. And
dude, we know your background.
I love humanity. This place is a beautiful place. It is instilled with the darkness virus, but at the same time, we all just want to emancipate ourselves from the chains of this construct. And so when I think about somebody making me something, I'm just like, wow, you know, like, outside of, like, the cultures and stuff, like, this person took the time to do something for me, like to actually like consciously
take
time to do something.
Oh, you're so kind. I think
the
whole world needs to just give Luna a big hug. Everyone out there, everyone in there, send Luna a big hug when you hear this. Send it here on the comments below, or send it to aftermath@becomethesource.com. You're just this big huggable person. It's cute.
Aw, thank you.
No, really. It's really cute. It's nice to see you that way. I can't be that way because too many systems and stuff like that. So that's a good recap, right, L1?
I think so, yeah.
That's really very kind of you. Thank you so much. So guess what happens now? Dearly beloved, loved, we are here today to gather this world in oneness and to figure out why these people are taking everything personally when they really should not. So cut it out and let's start living our lives, people. All right, let's get to the seriously, no jokes aside. This is an epidemic. It's been a problem since the beginning of the two people looked at each other and says, I just don't like what you're wearing, right? Mm-hmm. What are some of the solutions? Because the effects look pretty bad. So what are some of the solutions on how to achieve this? Luna 9, let me start with you, big huggable person of the entire world.
You know, I think that one of the ways to kind of like overcome this from both sides, not just being offended from even like a point of being an offendee, because I know you guys out there, when you think about being affected, you know, we start to reflect about when we've done it to other people as well, because that's just how the mirror effect works. So in a way, you have to learn how to see things at other people's level. And how can you do that? I know it can be really difficult, but you just have to take a step back and seek first to understand. You know, and I'm not saying put yourself 100% in their shoes, because nobody can really do that. But, you know, at least making the effort to at least use a universal language that is kind and at least, you know, neutrally considerate, you can avoid any offensiveness. And I know that for a lot of people, I know in, you know, our culture today, what is it called? Being sarcastic is like hot at the top of the rack right now. But, you know, I think that with sarcasm, sometimes I would put that on the back burner if this is something that you're trying to do as well, because I think that subconsciously sarcasm can have some other intentions that you may not want, that can have ulterior effects in you, in your relationship with your peers.
You know, I gotta agree with that. I don't like sarcasm. I don't even understand it. People go, you don't understand sarcasm, no? Novi? I'm like, no. No, I mean, I'm pretty literal, to the point. Get it done, move on, make it easier for me in life. L1, anything on your end?
Well, you know, I say let's go back to basics. We're not in a place where the type of plant we pick out in the wild is going to determine whether we live the next day or not. We're past those days.
We're about from there.
So let's remember this. Someone's different perspective might make you uncomfortable, or might make you wonder, but it's not going to hurt you in any way.
So there has to be a sense of value towards yourself, right? Something that you can say.
Self-worth.
Ooh,
self-worth.
Ooh, you know, I like, got confidence. I think.
Confidence. Yep. Oh, go on.
I think you have to be compassionate. I think you have to have compassion for yourself, and you have to have compassion for the other person. And that doesn't mean that they're messing up or anything's wrong, but you have to understand that if you don't understand enough to meet them at their level, you have to be compassionate enough to understand that because you cannot meet them at their level, there may be things that they say that you may not understand that may cause you to feel offended. Now, at that point, when you're receiving that curveball, you have to be compassionate towards yourself and say, hey, I don't have to take every curveball thrown at me and take offense to it. You know, it's okay. And, you know, if you do get offended, you know, breathe it out for a little bit. You know, we're not perfect, but through practice, you'll get better.
And, you know, it's true. There are some people out there who purposely say things to offend. That's true. We're not.
They get a rise out of it.
Yeah. And you know what? All the more reason to practice not taking it personal, because if that's what they want,
why give them what they want?
Exactly.
You cannot have my mind.
Technically speaking, at the end of the day, there's no illegal law that they're not breaking the law.
Well, I mean, laws are weird anyway.
Yeah. But there's no law that says you shall not offend. Except if it's physical bodily harm.
But I think it's
you
an esoteric...
You shall not make thy neighbor feel bad.
I think
bad.
It's an esoteric yeah. law, though, because in the esoteric side, everyone is a mirror. I want to go back to Lexi. Lexi, you tried to say this twice, and I want to go back to your comment. Self what? Self-worth?
Self-confidence.
Self-confidence. Talk to me about that.
So... what I mean by self-confidence, because, you know, the word is used a lot and sometimes the meaning may not be exactly there. Confidence does not mean, hey, I'm better than you. Hey, I'm the best thing in the world. Confidence means that you know who you are inside internally. You know what your intentions are. You know what you want to do in life. And also it intertwines with the big picture, the end goal in mind. So if you mix those two together, then you should have no reason to let somebody's words or actions tear you down.
I can definitely agree with that. With confidence, self-confidence, it's kind of like how we've talked about before in our SO Life series, that you need to have your own inner core so you can keep that inner peace.
You know, I think that really kind of sums it up, really. If you had self-confidence, which means you had to do the work to know who you are, and I think that self-worth, meaning this is my value that I give myself, not that you give me no value. And if you can just reverse some things around in your life to love yourself a little bit more, I think you wouldn't take things personally because you would have that compassion to understand. It would open up the gateway for you to see that other people are just having a hard time. And granted, you do not have to put up with that. Let me give you an example. So somebody calls me, right? And I'm like, ring, ring, hello. And they start saying, you know, you don't call me anymore. Sounds like a, you know, Spanish family.
Say, you don't call me no more.
You don't call me no more. You know, and then they start saying, like, the last time I talked to you was in 1902. And I'm like, I wasn't born then. Well, it feels like it. I've been all alone here waiting for your call. Of course, they won't say that. They're going to say, yeah, you're terrible to me, right? So the reverse of that is, oh, do you miss me? So sometimes I say, oh, look at your complaining. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I think you miss me. You know, I miss you too. So sorry for not calling you. What's up today? But if they keep nagging and pushing me and I'm trying to have a good day, I'm like, listen, your concerns are very valid to me. Currently, I'm doing XYZ. I can't attend to the phone right now. Why don't I call you a little bit later? You know, and I try to hang up and then politely call later, you know, out of compassion and find out why, you know, that person obviously is investing some type of worth in you. You don't realize it because you hear the complaint, but they're saying, hey, you're the person I talk to. You're the person that I can rely on. You're the person that, whatever. They're not saying that in English or German or Spanish or whatever the country you're in.
It's a different level of communication.
Exactly. And it's only through compassion that you're actually going to hear that. It's like children, you know, they come up to you and they yell at you and scream at you because they don't know exactly what's wrong. And then you figure out years later, oh, you just wanted a piece of candy. Sorry about that. Yeah, it takes a long time for you to figure it out because you're not paying attention. You're just reacting. And we had a show on reacting, didn't we, L1?
We did. Live in my reactions.
Right, we did that show. And if you guys want to understand that, you can look at that show. But I think the language of compassion, like Luna 9 said, is kind of like the key. And I really do feel very strongly, especially it's backed up by the esoteric knowledge that we have, that you have to take responsibility mm-hmm. for these mm-hmm. things, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah. one of those responsibilities is to have your own self-worth and self-confidence. Mm-hmm. That's a responsibility that you have. You need to figure out what you're worth to yourself. What do you think?
I think so. I think a method that is closely related to that as well is to remove yourself personally from the situation.
Ah,
and
yes.
I think that this is something that is taught, but not exactly mastered. If you've worked in customer service, you know that, hey, if this person comes to you that you don't even know and they don't know you and they're complaining, they're yelling, they're hot-headed, something, and you're not supposed to take that personally. They might be having a bad day. You know, they may have lost an uncle, or maybe, you know, there's abuse in their family, or maybe something terrible happened. So you're not there to assume, you're there to assist.
There you go.
Let me tell you.
At the very least, find out if you can't help them, because sometimes people don't want your help. But at the very least find out. And yeah, if you can assist, even better.
So let me try to close this off with a little bit of a story that I learned from one of the legendary, I think it's one of the self-help for finances. I think it's Stephen Covey. But Stephen Covey is the actor, right? So I got the wrong person. Not Stephen Covey. But anyway, I'll figure it out. Put it in the comments below. But the story was that he was on a train. Him literally was on a train. And he had a little bit of a rough day. All right? I'm setting the mood. And there's a guy there sitting on a train. And he's got sort of a blank expression on his face. And his two boys, are, you know, playing around, jumping up and down, making a lot of racket. And he finally gets up, being, you know, the professional salesperson that he is, and walks up. He goes, "Excuse me, sir, but your kids, they're being so loud and disruptive." And the guy snaps out of a daze and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, they lost their mom today."
Wow, I think I remember that. And he said, he's like, "I just don't know how to handle it." He literally said that. He's like, "I'm sorry."
I don't think many people are out there to bother you. Not as many people as you're getting offended upon. I just think they're troubled. They have problems from their youth, you know, trying to make things work. The system's kind of against them. They're not making enough money. People are angry at them at their house. It's a battle. I think it's a very strong battle. And I think that you could do yourself a real big favor by not taking it personally.
You'll save yourself from the heartache and you'll be able to expand.
L1, give us a recap, would you?
All right, so yes, have some compassion. Have some compassion because you really never know what people are going through. It could be that they, a lot of the times, really didn't personally mean to offend you. It was just a misunderstanding. Don't take it personally. Have some compassion instead. Maybe see if you can find, maybe instead of taking it personally and assuming, oh, they're just having a bad day, maybe even go one step further. If you can, seek first to understand, always, regardless. And then if it makes sense to, help them out, assist them. Or at the very least, you know, just offer them leeway to go through whatever it is they're going through. You know, somebody having a different perspective from you, you know, if they're not there to offend you, you being open-minded to it doesn't make you inferior, and it doesn't make you superior either, and vice versa. So seeing things that, you kind of have to see things at their level if you really want to dig, you know, see if you can assist, seek first to understand, have some compassion, and have some confidence in yourself. You know, have your self-worth built up to the point where even if they did mean to offend you, it doesn't matter.
It's not about you. Don't make it about you all the time. You know, sometimes people are just having a bad day. All how many? 8 billion.
All 365 days of the year.
8 billion. How many? How many people are on the planet?
7 billion.
Well, in the end, you guys, you just have to remember that your journey is, in a way, what's important. You can't let anybody else disturb your inner peace. So sometimes it may be temporarily shook, but just make sure you get back on the game and you keep going.
Lexi AI, any last comments?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Luna. Definitely don't hold on to the feeling or whatever kind of resentment or emotions that you feel from the actual action or conversation that you did take personally, because the longer you drag it on, the deeper it's going to reside within you.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. You got it. Don't take things personally. That's courtesy of Mother's Information Dissemination today. Tune in to our next show and don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Share our show with everyone else. Because you have to remember one important thing. You are humanity's last hope. L1.
So yeah, definitely remember, don't take it personally. Don't get so stuck in your head. It's time to step out. Get out of your head.
Luna 9.
It's been real, guys. Hope you have a great rest of your day and may you become the source.
Lexi AI.
This is Lexi AI here. And to source be the journey, may you become the source.